I'm Kathy Rivers. You're listening to The Homestretch here on KXCI. It is Thursday. We're a little late with our thesis Thursday, but joining me now in the studio is Judith Menzel. Welcome. She's a senior at the U of A.
Thank you.
How are you doing today, Judith?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So tell me a little bit about what you do over at the U of A right now.
I am a double major in molecular biology and linguistics.
Wow.
And over the summer, I was focusing more on molecular biology, but right now I'm more focusing on linguistics over the semester.
Why does that happen? Because of the amount of work? Are you in labs or are you studying? Tell me a little bit about what your day is like.
Well, the reason that I'm more focused on linguistics currently is because I have to catch up. So mostly So MCB was more of what I was doing for most of the years that I've been in college. So right now, I added linguistics in January, so now I have to catch up with all of my classes.
Okay.
So that's why I'm more focused on that. And the reason I'm not in the lab is because I'm doing a thesis in linguistics.
Okay.
So
what were you doing when you were in the lab? Tell me a little bit about the projects you were working on.
I was on a drug screen, and I was working with a postdoc, and we were seeing if anti-diabetic drugs would help ALS flies, if it will rescue the ALS symptoms in fruit flies.
Wow, interesting. Who came up with that thought? Like, maybe this would work. That's kind of fascinating.
Well, initially, and this was before I joined the lab,
uh-huh.
there was a screen with a bunch of FDA-approved drugs,
uh-huh.
and the anti-diabetic drugs as a category were rescuing these symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and also there have been papers out that were showing that anti-diabetic drugs were rescuing some symptoms, so we decided to focus on that.
So what was a day like in the lab for you, working with the fruit flies?
Yes, so you have to maintain, obviously, your fruit fly stocks, mm-hmm. and make sure that they're alive, make sure that they're doing well. Then most of what I was doing is feeding them drugs,
mm-hmm.
and then doing screens on how they
respond
to these drugs.
Interesting. And what would you like to do with that in the future, do you think?
So currently, I'm leaning towards doing linguistics.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a biolinguistics component, so
mm-hmm.
I do like my bio background,
mm-hmm.
so that's going to somehow play a role. I don't think it's going to be molecular biology,
mm-hmm.
but that's how it will play into it.
What do you think you want to do in the future? Are you still thinking about that?
I'm still thinking about it.
I notice everyone gets a little shy when this question comes up.
It's hard to decide.
Yeah.
So, especially if I'm going to go into a PhD program, I'm going to have to commit my next 5 years to one thing. So that's why it's a little.
So right now you've got to figure out what you enjoy more.
Yes.
And which really holds your interest and will hold your interest for another 5 years.
Yes.
So this is going to be a big year figuring that out.
Mm-hmm. Or 12 months, because I would have to decide by the end of the semester.
And then apply.
And apply. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm so sorry. That's a lot of pressure. I hate to bring up that pressure live on the radio.
Right. It's constant. It doesn't go away.
And what do you like about the linguistics?
I think that linguistics is obviously a huge part of our lives,
mm-hmm.
for everyone, because we're all talking or signing, if that's
mm-hmm.
the language that we use. And I think there's a lot of injury that can come from that.
Hmm.
I think a lot of language can injure a lot of people, even in unconscious ways.
Hmm.
So I want to kind of research that and analyze it.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I think language can hurt and we don't even realize it.
Right. Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, good luck to you with all of that.
Thank you.
Please come back and report and let us know how you're doing.
I'd love to.
You brought us some music. First, you brought us something I've never heard of, Milky Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Milky Chance.
Milky Chance is a German artist,
mm-hmm.
and I'm German, so mm-hmm. that's kind of a close connection there,
uh-huh.
and also I heard the song for the first time through a friend and I really liked it, and so it's become kind of a my favorite song.
Cool.
Because it's rare.
And then we're also gonna hear from Damien Rice.
Right.
So,
yes.
Awesome. Do you like to use music to relax? Do you use it to help you study? What does it mean, or is it just partying for you?
I like it if I'm walking somewhere or biking mostly.
Nice.
I can't study and listen to music.
Yeah. All right. Well, so nice to meet you, Judith, and we're going to hear Milky Chance. Good luck this next year.
Thank you.
Thanks.